Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say the Cyberspace Administration of China will end its investigation into DD Global's cybersecurity practices, preparing to issue a fine of over $1 billion. After that, the regulator will allow DD to add new users to its platforms, relist its apps domestically, and allow it to pursue a listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Google began rolling out Google Wallet on Android in 39 countries, saying it will be available to all users over the next few days. In most countries, Wallet will roll out as an update to Google Pay, but in the US and Singapore, Google Pay will remain as a way to send peer-to-peer payments. YouTube introduced new tools in the YouTube Studio Shopping tab. Creators can now manage how products are tagged and appear in channels. Creators eligible for YouTube's merch program can access live shopping features. Shopify partnered with YouTube to let creators easily link to Shopify stores and feature products, and YouTube will introduce a new shopping destination in the Explore tab in the US, Brazil, and India later this year. Instagram added the option to shop through chat. The feature began rolling out to qualified small businesses in select countries, letting customers ask questions, get product details, and check out using MetaPay in the chat interface. WhatsApp added chat-based shopping back in October. Albania's National Agency of Information Society announced it was forced to close access to online public services and government sites due to a synchronized and sophisticated cybercrime attack. No word on where the attack originated. In May, Albania shifted many of its government services to online portals. Some government services that operate on different servers remain available, including its tax filing portal. Bloomberg sources say Apple plans to slow hiring and spending growth next year. This would reportedly not impact all teams within the company, and Apple still plans an aggressive product launch schedule for 2023, including its mixed reality headset. Meta announced it planned to acquire Giphy back in May 2020. The deal attracted regulatory scrutiny in the UK, with the Competitions and Markets Authority ultimately ordering Meta to unwind the deal in November 2021. Meta appealed the decision to the Competition Appeal Tribunal. That body largely sided with the CMA, but found that the CMA failed to properly inform Meta of Snapchat's acquisition of GIFCAT, thus undermining Meta's defense. As a result, the tribunal ordered the CMA to reconsider its ruling, giving Meta now an opportunity to comment on its final report. The credit card issuer Affinity Credit filed a lawsuit against Apple in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, accusing Apple of anti-competitive practices by not providing access to an iPhone's NFC chip directly, rather forcing card issuers to go through Apple Pay, which Apple takes a fee from. The suit was filed by the law firm Hoggins Berman, which previously won a case against Apple for anti-competitive ebook practices and reached a settlement on anti-competitive App Store behavior. In May, the European Union announced a preliminary view that Apple Pay's NFC restrictions abuses its dominant market position. Denmark's data protection agency ruled that data processing of student data from Google's Workspace suite does not meet the requirements of GDPR, specifically its data transfer provisions. The agency ruled schools in the municipality of Helsingør must stop using Workspace and Chromebooks as a result, further saying that the ruling will probably apply to other municipalities. The Washington Post reports that U.S. Senators Ed Markey and Ron Wyden are preparing to propose the Net Neutrality and Broadband Justice Acts that would reclassify broadband telecommunications as a Title II service, or common carrier, as it was under the FCC during President Obama's administration. This new bill also proposes giving the FCC the power to set rules against throttling, blocking, or paid prioritization. The Verge's sources say this could be introduced sometime in August. Rolls-Royce and Hyundai announced a partnership to develop a hydrogen fuel cell electric propulsion system for air mobility platforms. The two hope to have a demonstration vehicle with the system by 2025. Microsoft updated its stores policy, reversing its previous ban on the sale of open-source software. Microsoft's Giorgio Sardo said the company implemented this ban last month to protect consumers from misleading product listings, but made the reversal after listening to feedback. Sony intends to acquire the esports tournament platform Repeat. The platform will continue to support PC, mobile, and other consoles besides Sony's PlayStation. In other acquisition news, Sony closed on its acquisitions of the developer Bungie and Have Studios last week. Apple Arcade added a Leaving Arcade Soon tab in the App Store, currently listing 15 titles. The section does not specify when the titles will leave the service. The site Touch Arcade notes that titles have left Apple Arcade previously. This is just the first time they're being called out to users ahead of time. Netflix announced it's testing a new billing scheme in Argentina, the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Users will have the option to add a home to an account for an extra $2.99 a month, letting them watch Netflix content in places outside a primary residence associated with the account. Earlier this year, the company began testing new rules on password sharing in Costa Rica, Chile, and Peru. And finally, Amazon began rolling out an update to Prime Video to make it less busy and overwhelming. Free content for Prime subscribers will show a blue checkmark with a gold shopping bag displayed for content you can rent or purchase. Like Netflix, it includes a top 10 list of popular content and uses poster-style thumbnails that play preview snippets. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.